It talks about, for example, some of the waiting times in our A&E department, which we know that we've had some difficulties with over the last few months. But the important thing is, because we knew that, we have some plans in place that will give us extra capacity for this winter. Extra staff and extra beds for this winter will really help the flow through our A&E departments and make it better than last winter.
There's quite a big investment in it, isn't there?
There is. We've actually requested support from the centre to the tune of about £6.5 million to help expand part of our A&E department. And, so we're just waiting to hear on that. So very, very encouraged, very good plans. Quite ambitious plans, but I'm really delighted that I think we're going to be able to put those plans into place.
And obviously with more people getting admitted over the winter period, do you expect quite an increase, even like with all the extra investment and staff?
You're absolutely right. We always see an increase in activity in the winter, and it's because people tend to be more poorly in the winter. But we've done a lot of analysis about what happened last winter, and we think that with the with this investment, that we are in a much, much better shape to cope with the seasonal peak that all hospitals experience during the winter.
And one thing that did come through that was really good was the using of technology to improve the patient experience. Why do you think that rated so well?
Because we've got a fantastic IT department and also a fantastic analytics department, and our staff really use that. So they pointed to technology such as the development of apps that patients can use to manage their conditions, for the hospital to keep in touch with them. So the CQC were really impressed about how we used apps on phones, but also how we used IT to track our patients and coordinate the hospital. I'm just very proud of the staff, and I'm just really pleased to read both the outstanding pieces in the report, particularly around our maternity service, which was really good, but also I think it's fair about the challenges we've got.